All right, folks. Thanks again for joining us at Nutrition Nuts. That's right. I am the head nut here. I'm with my man, Rob, my producer. And we appreciate you guys listening. We really do. We take this stuff seriously, and we have a lot of fun. So you figure it out. On the show today, James Lavelle. Love this guy. He's a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist. He's a pharmacist also. he farms also out there in the field. That's a pharmacist. No, seriously, he's a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist. He's an author. He's a board-certified clinical nutritionist. He is also the founder of Metabolic Code Enterprises. That's a web platform that they have a lot of unique, highly effective kind of protocols in there to, you know, for integrative healthcare, basically. He's co-authored at least 16 ebooks, 20 regular books. Your Blood Never Lies was a great, that was a big bestseller. Cracking the Metabolic Code, Nutritional Cost of Drugs, which was very interesting too. He was named one of the 50 most influential pharmacists by American Druggist Magazine. I think my prescription just ran out on that one. But he's just an awesome guy, and he doesn't even work for the company, Kyola, which we have on today, who's sponsoring the show. But he uses it in his practice. He uses it in his family. So I thought he'd be good to have on. So without further ado, here's Mr. James Lavelle. And on the phone, as promised, is Jim Lavelle. Thank you for joining us again, Jim, and I appreciate it as always. And folks, a few minutes before the show here, we talked a brief bit, and Jim was on my last show of the old radio show, and I appreciate him doing that. It's the kind of guy I wanted for my last show, so I did appreciate you being on, Jim, for that. And now it's about a year later, and here we are in the new age, huh?
That's exactly right, and glad to hear you're going strong.
Yeah, doing good, and a lot of the sweat's off it not being live, so that's funny. I didn't have to worry where you were, you know, at that second.
Though. Exactly.
So, again, thank you so much for doing this. All right, folks, Kyolic, what can I say? I've done, it seems like 100 shows. It wasn't, but it seems like 100 shows over 15 years. One of the first companies that I dealt with many years ago. And I am truly a fan. I'm someone who takes the product, and there's a lot there, and we'll get into some of the nuances. But I want to have Jim on because Jim doesn't really work for the company. He's a spokesperson. He uses it in his practice and recommends it to a lot of people. And Jim, let's pretend we get people from all over. We even got people in Europe listening. And then for those who are unaware, I think most people think garlic is a healthy food. I mean, I've just been watching the Stanley Tucci thing on CNN and going through Italy there. But Kyolic uses an extract, and I wanted you to maybe define for the people out there what makes Kyolic different from everything else out there.
Yeah, it's a great question. So, look, garlic is, you know, for generations, I mean, since, oh my gosh, Roman times and before, garlic has been recognized as something that's special, as a medicinal agent. What happened, though, over the last 50 years was a Japanese company by the name of Wakanaga, who now have an American branch called Wakanaga of America, they aged the garlic. And when you age garlic, it changes the properties of the garlic. So what happens is you lose the volatile compounds that make you have an odor when you eat it, so you don't get that stinking rose effect.
Right.
And then it also creates a whole new family of bioactive compounds. And what Wakanaga has done over the last 50 years is do research on it. And they have 870 publications on aged garlic extract. And in fact, the majority of garlic literature that gets cited, even though it's not aged garlic, comes from aged garlic literature. So the special thing about aged garlic is that it has a multitude of benefits. And I think especially for people today, it's incredibly meaningful. They've got great studies showing a wide array of benefits, which we can get into. Yeah. So that's the difference. Aging it changes the physical properties. It's like taking cabbage and making sauerkraut,
right.
Taking hops, making beer. You know, when you age it, it changes the properties of it. And now you have new compounds that are doing actually pretty fantastic things for your body. And what I love about the folks at Wakanaga is they keep investing and reinvesting in research more than any other dietary supplement company that I know. And I'm pretty familiar with it because I'm the academic co-chair for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And I have to teach the latest supplements and compounds and nutrients that are being applied to people. So yeah. I'm pretty up on it.
Over 800 peer-reviewed published papers. That's also important. I don't know if people understand that you want something that's definitely peer-reviewed and something that's published. A lot of companies will do studies, not just garlic, but other companies. It's kind of in-house, you know. It's they take their family and do a study that way, right? But that makes a big difference when it's peer-reviewed, correct?
Well, I mean, it's the most rigor, right? When it's a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled crossover trial where they flip the whole thing over halfway through, that's as tough a study as you get. And that's the beauty of it, is that it's published in the highest-ranked journals, and they have leading researchers in cardiovascular health, immune health, GI tract health. Everyone is really pushing to create a product that is proven. And here's the thing. Most companies have one or two studies,
right,
and they're done. Yeah. They have hundreds of studies that they've funded at leading universities and institutions that show the how aged garlic extract works and just how powerful it actually is. And not just blood draws. They have imaging studies showing changes in the inner lining of the artery. I mean, it's crazy. When we get into talking about it, you know, people understand why it changes the inner lining of the artery. But these are not just, simple 20-people trials. Some of them are 50, some of them are 100, some of them are a couple hundred. Then they aggregate them, and then they have the power of, 500-600 people. So it's a very highly researched, I'm telling you, I don't know of another natural product that has this amount of research. I really don't.
You're right.
Maybe vitamin C. Maybe vitamin C because of the, generic studies on it.
Right.
But nothing on this level. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, as a clinical pharmacist and a clinical nutritionist, have you seen a more of a trend? And let's talk about coronary disease and things, coronary events. If you see a trend moving away a little bit from cholesterol, more into calcium scores, things like the like you were just saying, the coronary arteries, they supply blood and oxygen to the heart and everything. People are starting to get these calcium scores now, tests done. How do you feel about that?
Well, we started doing calcium scores about 20 years ago, actually, in Ohio. And now they're even doing what's called scanning, where you can see vulnerable plaque, where you can see the gooey plaque, which is the stuff that basically breaks off and causes strokes.
Right.
So it's important to understand that the kind of cholesterol you make leads to coronary artery calcification. So if you make small particle LDL cholesterol, meaning very tiny. Think of it this way. If your inner lining of your artery is a tennis net and you're throwing BBs at a tennis net, some of those BBs are going to get through, right?
Of course.
Yeah. If I throw a beach ball at the tennis net, how many beach balls get through the tennis net?
Not many.
Not right. And so You categorize LDL particles by their size, and the more you make small ones, the more risk you have of causing coronary artery calcification, because that That little cholesterol passes through the inner lining of your artery, just like that tennis net. And then your immune system attacks it. So you have an inflammatory component. So heart, first of all, heart disease is an inflammatory condition.
Right.
So you look at oxidized LDL. Oxidized means the rusted, or the, you know, when you hear of oxidation, you think of rate of rusting. And then you think of other components that matter. So yes, coronary artery calcification is clearly a big important factor, but people have to go beyond. They have to go beyond their thought of, oh, I got my cholesterol tested and it's good, you know, and because it's more than that. All right. It's more than just your lipids. It's what are your fractions of your lipids look like? Do you make bad lipoproteins like apolipoprotein B? Do you have a lot of oxidized LDL? Because if you do, you're probably going to be plaquing. And so what's interesting, one of the things they found about aged garlic in the last few years, they were looking at coronary artery calcification scores, and they saw that people that were already on statins, they still plaque. But when you gave aged garlic with people that were on statins, these are the initial studies that they showed, it actually reduced the rate of calcification by 77%.
Wow.
That's big. And they reduced the amount of oxidized LDL by 88%. 88% reduction in the oxidation of your lipids. So from the direct lipid effect, and then the other thing that they found is that it also had this impact on if you lost bone density. So if you take aged garlic, you don't lose bone density anymore. And that means that when you're not losing bone density, you don't have the substrate to create coronary artery calcification.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So it's because there's a direct relationship to bone loss. There's a direct relationship to bone loss and how your arteries plaque. So when you hear of people having osteopenia and osteoporosis, it's not just that their bones are thinning. They're developing heart disease.
Interesting.
And a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, and
so
there's
actually extract stops it.
Right. And it's this actual test that you can do to see the size of the particles, correct?
There's a great test. It's called an NMR lipid profile. So you can look at the size of your lipid particles. You can ask, it goes right from Quest or LabCorp, you can get a lipid fractionation test, and you can see if you're making bad particles or not. And here's the thing. This is what really is crazy. Based on your genetics, you could be doing everything right, and you still tend to make more of those bad particles. And that means you got to even be better about your diet and better about taking supplements and better about exercise. Because if you're like me, I got all the bad genes. I've got to watch my saturated fat. I got to make sure I'm doing an hour aerobics most days. If I'm not doing everything, getting enough sleep, if I'm not doing everything right, I can see it play out in my lipid panel. And the latest, the hottest news off the press is this term called metaflammation or metabolic inflammation. And so when you have metabolic inflammation, it's due to maybe you got exposed to something, environmental or stress or poor diet or not enough exercise, too much exercise, whatever the reason. The first thing that starts to go wrong is that your lipids start being bad.
Yeah. And I've read, first of all, I don't think you got all the bad genes. You're a good looking guy. So something came through. Okay, yeah.
But well, I got to tell you. On the inside, I got to work hard.
I hear you. But I've heard things like trans fats and stuff can make those particles small. So like the diet does have an effect on the quality of the cholesterol, not necessarily the
Absolutely.
Quantity. Yeah, like that.
No, that's exactly right. So say, for example, if you're an APOE3, 4 gene SNP or 4-4 gene SNP, which you can get that lab test really easy,
yeah.
You should keep your saturated fat intake down to 25 grams a day or less. Now, why is that important? There's a lot of people trying ketogenic diets.
Yeah.
And ketogenic diets are high in saturated fat.
Right.
So if you don't know, you might even be losing weight on a ketogenic diet. So you can be skinny and plaque in your arteries.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important to understand, and why I like aged garlic so much, is it kind of throws a wet blanket on the fire, because it's known to reduce inflammatory compound release. So people that are overweight tend to make more inflammatory compounds. It happens because their fat cells make them. And so they make more what's called interleukin 6 and TNF alpha. And these are bad actor immune compounds that circulate around, attach to your cell, and turn on your inflammation engine in every cell of your body.
Speaking of which, the coronary, I remember reading in, I think, the company's profile about a recent Australian study that found that the aged garlic, that, you know, which Kyolic is the master of, reduces the blood pressure with people in with hypertension, and these, especially, they said something about not responding well to prescriptions, that they did pretty well with the aged garlic extract.
There's been four different studies that have shown that people will drop an average of 11 points off of their systolic blood pressure and 6 points off their diastolic blood pressure. And the blood vessels get more flexible or pliable. So they expand and contract better. It normalizes the inner lining of the artery. They actually have imaging of the inner lining of an artery showing the endothelium, you know, kind of getting uniform again after being on aged garlic. And in addition to that, when they did those studies on blood pressure, they found out that aged garlic also acted as a prebiotic and helped to normalize the beneficial flora in the gut.
Interesting. And speaking of blood pressure, I know Kyolic makes a blood pressure formula, and they have an ingredient there called natokinase, which is starting to come into the popular nomenclature there. That natokinase was so foreign to people years ago, and I've mentioned this on the old radio show that I used to, you know, I tried natto once, a soybean derivative. A fermented soybean, which in Japan they eat pretty copiously, but I found it to be the worst tasting thing on earth. So I was glad that they made it into a supplement. And but for the uneducated out there, what explain natokinase and its role, and why did they put it in the blood pressure formula there?
Well, natokinase is important because it decreases the stickiness of your blood. So your blood flows better, and it helps to decrease inflammatory signaling on the inner lining of your artery. And they add theanine to it along with the natto because theanine helps with calming stress, because a lot of people who have blood pressure issues have blood pressure issues because they're stressed out. You know, they're in fight or flight all the time. So the blood pressure formula is very well designed. A lot of people use it and get great results with it.
Yeah. As a pharmacist, I have to ask you this because I get asked this all the time on usage of something like their blood pressure formula or just straight garlic along with people's medications.
Well, I mean, I think any time that someone's going to add, they're already on medication and they're going to add aged garlic extract to it, they need to monitor their blood pressure, see it dropping. And as it drops, they need to contact their physician. And their physician will decide, you know, hey, which of these meds can we drop off? There's no interactions with aged garlic extract to worry about. So it doesn't have any issue with people on blood thinners or anything like that. But, you know, if it's going to drop your blood pressure, you may be able to get off the medication. And, you know, people do better on less medication. You know, you know, when people need certain meds, I get it. I mean, I understand the value of it. I think it's more. But we also know that there's this issue called polypharmacy. So the more drugs people get on, the less we know about what's going to happen. Because we don't really have any studies on what happens when you give people five different drugs.
Right.
You know, we got studies on maybe two or three, but not five.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you can take a natural compound, it's going to be a big way to kind of help you manage that as you're moving forward in your life.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's important. Yeah, folks, and always check with your doctor and stuff, and you know, tell them there's plenty of peer reviewed published studies on it that they can, in their free time, right, like you have, to look into that. Sometimes it's sometimes the patient educates the doctor, which I hope is a trend. Just to let the people know, it's also grown organically, right? I think the growing methods that the company uses to make their garlic is a lot different from other companies out there who probably deodorize some of their products.
Yeah, I mean, it's, first of all, it's all organic garlic. It's, it's non-GMO. They have a very specific way of manufacturing the garlic, meaning that the odorless garlic that's out there on the market could just be stripping the allicin and the other volatile compounds out. Mm-hmm. But this is actually being transformed to create new compounds that have effect on immune function. For example, each garlic extract has been shown to reduce incidence, severity, and duration of colds and flus, right? So that's important. Mm-hmm. For people this last year, people that are pre-diabetic and diabetic, people with heart disease have more inflammatory chemistry floating around in their body. Gotcha. So aged garlic helps squelch that. The aging process is more than just getting rid of the odor. It's changing the composition so that somebody can get the benefits of all the clinical trial work that's been done on, look, I can tell you right now, there's not a lot of things I can think of that have been shown in human studies to regress vulnerable plaque, to turn it back, to stop bone loss in people with coronary artery calcification. Mm. So there's, without it being something where, I can build bone. Well, yeah, you can build bone, but are you stopping bone loss?
Right. And I think a lot of people think, well, I eat garlic in my food. I cook with it and things like that. How does that compare to something that's aged like that?
Hey, I'm Italian. I love eating garlic. But if I want the benefit of decreasing coronary artery calcification, decreasing vulnerable plaque formation, increasing the pliability and the health of my blood vessels. And remember, you always hear the old story, right? What causes aging? Well, hardening of the arteries, right? Oh, we got hardening of the arteries. Mm. Well, yeah, that's kind of true. And aged garlic extract helps to reverse that process. And then it does a host of other things that are pretty important that help even with, supporting, oxidative stress. So the rate of rusting goes down. Blood sugar improves, resetting the nervous system in terms of blood pressure. There's a lot of different benefits that are specific to it. So eat garlic because you love garlic and take aged garlic because you love your body.
And it's interesting because I think you also read about helping the skin, and I don't think people would think about that, but it's a sulfur compound, and sulfur has been known to help skin. It's one of the highest sources of sulfur. Am I on the right path there?
That's exactly right. And the thing about it is that when you age it, it starts making new compounds out of that, out of the garlic. So, and new sulfur compounds. So the big compound is something called S-allyl cysteine, which is a big sulfur donator. And that may be some of the benefits that you get from taking aged garlic. There's a multitude of different natural compounds that are in it, but that certainly is a component in helping people to detoxify better, to make glutathione, to help with collagen production. Mm. All of those things are improved by taking in that sulfur.
Yeah. I just want to tell the people out there too, this is a little aside, but it always brings me back to my memory. When my children, going back about 40 years now, to when my kids would have a fever, and I would always take some raw garlic, squish it up, press it a little, put a little honey on it, and give it to them when they were sick, and it seemed like the next day they were better. They grimaced taking it, obviously, and the honey kind of masked the. But it was like an old folk remedy I heard, and it seemed to work for my family.
No, there's antibacterial compounds. I mean, there's antibacterial compounds in garlic, and the key is that you did it the right way. You peeled the fresh bulb, quickly crushed it and got it into them because it oxidizes pretty quickly once you cut into it, right? So
right.
So that was great. Yeah, that's a good folk remedy. But once again, you won't be doing, people won't do that every day, whereas they can take aged garlic extract and work on their blood vessel health and all that kind of stuff on a daily basis without having to worry about the smell.
Sure. My kids won't go to an Italian restaurant with me anymore. So it's like, I know. It's, I'm sure I shocked them when they did that. but it's such a great product, folks. Remember, you can always go to HollyHillVitamins.com. We carry almost a full line of Kyolic products. I mentioned the buzzword there, nuts, N-U-T-Z, and get a little special deal on that. So it's a great, great product. I'm a big advocate of it. I take it every day. I fluctuate, Jim. I go different ones with different moods. Sometimes I'll take the one a day. Sometimes I'll take the blood pressure because I have a, as I got older, I got a, that started to go up in my system there, which I think I might be a little normal as you get over 60s and 70s there, that that can rise. I've known so many people that are having problems and they go in, they find out, they open you up and they find out, look at all the calcium, well, look at all the plaque in there. That's for
right, exactly.
And they were healthy.
Yeah,
they
the
were,
artery scans are great.
Right.
They work great.
Yeah, they're running around and the day before, not a problem in the world. So I think it's a good idea to do that. I appreciate that. Kyolic also makes a fantastic line of probiotics. I know you guys just repackaged everything recently. The company was in the beginning. I mean, the company's been around since the 70s, and they were kind of one of the few first companies to deal with probiotics.
Well, they've been doing probiotics for about 40 years.
Yeah.
And they do what's called human strain probiotics. And the big thing about their probiotics, I think, that are so important is they're guaranteed to the date of expiration. A lot of probiotics are guaranteed to the date of at the date of manufacturing, but their probiotics are heat stable. You could keep them at room temperature, and they're guaranteed to the date that they expire. And more importantly, once again, they got human studies showing that they colonize the intestine, that there's a change in the immune system in the gut by using Kyodophilus. Now, there's also, there's a new product from Kyolic that's pretty interesting called Omega AGE that combines sustainably sourced fish oil with aged garlic, with vitamin D and K2 and B vitamins.
Mm.
So that's a really neat new product that they just launched this last week because it covers a few things, right?
Right.
It covers the immune system. It covers getting rid of homocysteine, which is typically, keeping your homocysteine down helps your blood vessel health. And then it has all the benefits of aged garlic extract. And then, of course, the D and the K2 help with keeping your bone density intact. So really neat formula there. And look, the thing I think it's great about the Kyolic probiotics as well is that they, once again, they have evidence. They study that when you see, everybody thinks that you can just put a bunch of probiotics in a capsule and then that's what you get. Well, if it turns out that they kind of fight in there. So if you're not studying to see if all three of the species of probiotics that you've got in your capsule are actually there at the date of expiration, you could have 50% of the probiotics that were in there dead because they lost the fight.
Yeah.
And so people don't really understand that because it's live organisms. They're alive.
Yeah, there's certain strains that can actually compete with each other. So unless the finished product is tested, it's hard to know. Right.
That's exactly right.
And so
there's a lot, that's what I really admire about the Kyolic, family of Kyodophilus and Kyolic and all the Kyolic products, is that they're testing to see that what's on the labels in the bottle and it's there to the date of expiration and that you can rely on their science because they study their products to be able to show that you're going to benefit from them if you buy them. And look, I think it's the Wild West out there still. You still don't know what's going to work or not work.
You know, we're doing this podcast. We're recording it in the middle of March here in 2021, still a virus out there going after people. The immune system, I know the immune formula is excellent. It has those extra ingredients, the astragalus and other things in there. which all of a sudden has come to the forefront as far as sales go. It seems that sitting around waiting for something like this to happen. You've noticed that?
Anything with the word immune on it is selling off the shelf.
That's true.
And then if you can't find D and you can't find zinc and you can't find quercetin because they were mentioned in a lot of the pandemic studies.
Right.
And so the Kyolic immune formula, it's great. It's got olive leaf extract in it. It's got astragalus extract in it. It's got some medicinal mushrooms. It's great formulation, and you can move them around, like you said. Use the reserve for a little bit. It's just a pure big dose of aged garlic. You can go to the immune, the blood pressure, circulation. Mm. They've got one where it's combined with turmeric, which is very nice. So, I think it becomes more of people understanding that as we age, our metabolism pushes us towards inflammation or metabolic inflammation, and that leads to inflammatory aging, known as inflamm aging. And these are the terms that are used in the clinical literature. Mm. So what our job is to try to see how we can slow down that march towards inflammation that damages tissues, raises lipids, causes blood sugars to go up, damages brain cells, and causes, issues with neuroplasticity and memory, and then loss of bone. And then the big thing is that at the cellular level, we start to lose our ability to generate energy. And that's where we start to get on the slippery slope of chronic illness, is when the mitochondria are no longer igniting and generating energy to run every system in our body.
Right. It's an amazing product, folks. I mean, it's really food. It's actually food concentrated in a capsule. This is that's the beauty of it. It would be such a rarity for someone to have a situation where they couldn't take garlic. I know, Jim, that some people warn about there might be a slight blood thinning effect or so. As a pharmacist, have you experienced that at all?
Well, that's true for regular garlic supplements, right, and even eating garlic. But for aged garlic extract, they've actually studied it against the use of blood thinners, and there's been no effect on increasing the blood thinning effect in the body.
Mm. All right, listen, Jim, you've written many, many, many books. I kind of went through them on your intro. Anything for the future? Anything going on with you? I know. I heard you're moving to Texas, but do you have any new books planned or any types of lectures or things in the future?
Oh, I've got. I just did 1,400 doctors in South America. I've got regular lectures that are occurring almost weekly with different organizations, and then I've got the new Metabolic Code book coming out, Metabolic Code 2.0, and then I've got a performance book for athletes on learning to read your blood for performance. That's coming out. And then I got a whole series of ebooks that are coming out now, that have like drug induced nutrient depletion, drug induced microbiome disruption. So, got a lot happening.
I'm a sucker for books on exercise and stuff like that. It's like sneakers. It's like I have to get a new one every few months. I have to get a new pair of sneakers. I have to get a new book on athletic performance and things. That's funny. So, folks, you can go to Jim Lavelle, LAVALLE.com for that type of info there. And you can always just go to, is it Kyolic.com? Kyolic USA, I think.
Kyolic.com.
Yeah,
Kyolic.com to learn about Kyolic. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's just a great company. And again, Holly Hill Vitamins, if you want to look through and see what we have here. And mention Nuts, NUTZ, and get a deal on that. Jim, thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it. We'll do this again maybe in the fall or so.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Sure.